Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
City officials in San Francisco are releasing more information about the number of homeless encampments that were cleared just before APEC last month. Officials say a count done by the Department of Emergency Management showed a decrease of just over 100 tents and 365 fewer people living in vehicles. Phil, what is the city saying about the reduction, and where do those people go?
Well, those people, you know, they moved. Some of them went into shelter and some of them moved into other neighborhoods. It just got invisible. San Francisco has a long history, as we know, of having a really tough homeless problem. And occasionally they've cleaned it up in areas where it's getting to be a high profile or a high profile events coming in. In this case, it was the big Asian Economic Conference, and the city geared up for that months in advance, Patty. It wasn't like 1 or 2 weeks in advance when things just started, the tents started coming down and the drug operations started getting busted up. It had been about a 3-month effort, steady by the mayor, in preparation for it. And when I asked her about it, said, well, what are you going to do now? And, you know, the shelters, these people are coming back on the streets. You got them off the streets for a week. She said, look, I'm doing what I can. I'm going to keep going at this, but this isn't something that I can instantly clear out, but I can try to set a tone and a standard that we're going to try to pursue. And she's betting on the public being in agreement with her now, rather than saying, no, we don't want to have crackdowns anymore. We want people to be able to do what they want to do. She's expecting a change in the political climate in San Francisco to back her up this time.
So do we know how many of those homeless encampments have come back?
You know, we don't, because we don't keep tabs on, you know, what comes back. You know, we can say that we cleared out these areas because we sent a Department of Public Works or police in conjunction with DPW, and the tents were taken down. Where they go up again, that's a mystery. Now, a lot of them went to neighboring neighborhoods like the Castro and stuff and stuck into alleys. Some of them went into shelter. But here's a stat I'm going to give you that comes from the city as well when they talk about tents coming up and tents coming down. Right now, there's an estimated 4,000 people homeless in San Francisco. Now, some of them are in tents. Some of them are in RVs parked around the warehouse districts and sort of out of sight, and they blend in. They're not as visible as tents. But of the 4,000 on any given night, about half or 54% decline to go into shelter. So that's 2,000 people out there that are going to stay. And when I ask about that, that's where they start saying, well, that's where we have to start really cracking down. That's going to be the change. The idea now that you can't, that staying on the street is not an option. As to what's an alternative, Patty, that's yet to be worked out. They want to say it's not an option to stay on the street, but what is the next step? That remains to be seen, and it's something Breed's got to figure out, because if she doesn't, she's going to be on the street because the voters are going to take her out of City Hall.
That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.